you would like to turn to Proverbs chapter 2. And you've heard of, obviously, the facts of life. And in this chapter, Solomon presents to us the paths of life. There are indeed two paths, and as we learn about these paths, it becomes very apparent that we should seek diligently to be on the right path, to be following God's path. As the end of the chapter reads, if we do these things, verse 20 says, so you may walk in the way of goodness and keep to the paths of righteousness. But in order to do that, it requires diligence. It requires searching. It requires work. When Betty Goldstein of Staten Island, New York, entered the hospital, her husband wrapped her 3.5-carat diamond ring in a napkin for safekeeping. But in a forgetful moment, the 63-year-old Goldstein threw the napkin in the trash. When he realized his mistake, he dashed outside, only to see the garbage truck rumbling down the street. So he called the local sanitation department and got permission to follow the truck to a transfer station where workers began painstakingly sorting through hundreds of garbage bags. But they recovered the ring about an hour later. They found the specific yellow bags that he had used to put all his trash away in. Goldstein said it was meant to be found, which he bought for his wife on their fourth anniversary 35 years ago, and this was a few years ago, about 2006, I think. He said it was like God giving me another shot. The writer of Proverbs urges us to search diligently for something far more precious than a 3.5-carat diamond ring: wisdom. As Marvin Williams writes in our Daily Bread, in chapter 2 of Proverbs, a father encourages his son to do whatever is necessary to get insight and wisdom. This strenuous search for wisdom is actually a search for God himself. In fact, inner happiness comes when man attains this wisdom. So he encourages his son to search diligently for this rare jewel, because wisdom is not usually discovered by the casual observer. Wisdom is discovered and enjoyed only by those who are diligent, devoted, and determined to seek it. Let us devote our whole being to searching for that rare jewel of wisdom. As Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1 says, my son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity and every good path. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you, understanding will keep you, to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and who are devious in their paths, to deliver you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words, who forsakes the companion of her youth, and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house leads down to death, and her paths to the dead. none who go to her return, nor do they regain the paths of life. So you may walk in the way of goodness and keep to the paths of righteousness. For the upright will dwell in the land, and the blameless will remain in it, but the wicked will be cut off from the earth, and the unfaithful will be uprooted from it. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for your word this morning. And Lord, we pray that you would teach us from your word. Give us your wisdom, your knowledge, your discretion, your understanding and discernment, Lord, that we might know your path and that we would walk therein. Lord, that we would always incline our ear to your wisdom, that we would be open to your understanding and acknowledge everything that you have for us. Lord, that you might lead us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. And that, Lord, we would be deemed as upright and blameless by the righteousness of Christ that is applied to our lives through his words, through his wisdom, as he is your wisdom, your word, the true wisdom and word of God. Lord, we pray that as we read and study, that we will not be counted as the foolish, but the wise, who hear your words and live by them. Open to us the paths. Remind us of the choices that we have to make, and that we would only always choose your ways and your path. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There's a couple things about this chapter, and we're only going to focus on the first five verses this morning, looking at the attainment of wisdom. How do we get wisdom? And afterwards, we will see that wisdom is able to deliver us. Wisdom is able to deliver us from the wicked man and the wicked woman that we might come into contact with. And that there is the one who we see in verses, I think, 6 down to verse 9, even 10 there, that the one who gives us wisdom is God. This wisdom only comes from God Almighty. And if we follow it, we will understand righteousness and justice. And when wisdom enters our heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you and understanding will keep you, and it will deliver us from that wicked man, that wicked woman. And finally, there is a reward for those who have attained this wisdom. The upright will dwell in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. Of course, for those who have refused, the wicked will be cut off from the earth and the unfaithful will be uprooted from it. So looking here at these first few verses, it really gives us the heart of this chapter, the importance of attaining wisdom. We must be diligent, more so than Ron Goldstein, who looked for that 3.5-carat diamond, more diligent than any treasure that we can think of and fathom. One commentator was writing about the gold rush in America and Australia, and the people who were by droves going, looking, digging, searching diligently for this gold, this promise of wealth. The writer of Proverbs brings up this idea of treasure, but reminds us that this wisdom is so much more important than diamond and gold and silver. We must be diligent to search for it. It is not, as Kenneth Aitken said, as Mother Eve thought it was, who thought wisdom just grew on trees and was there for the plucking. No, wisdom must be searched for, worked for, diligently. Solomon says in verse 1, "My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you." There are a number of verbs that go down through these first five verses. and what are verbs, but actions that we have to do. We are to receive and treasure. We are to hear and apply in verse 2. We are to cry and lift our voices, verse 3. We are to seek and search in verse 4. In verse 5, we will understand and find the knowledge and wisdom of God. We must be diligent about our search, as it is a treasure. But the